Taylor, PhD student at the University of Cambridge.
Claire, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance about the electric car rental service in Okinawa, Japan. Why did you decide to study the electric car rental service?
The electric car rental service in Okinawa is really the first of its kind. It offers 200 electric cars, a fleet of 200 Nissan Leafs, on option for people who are there on holiday and want to rent a car for their vacation. So it's a great case study to learn from. Okinawa is an ideal place to start such a rental service with electric cars because of its geography. So it's a narrow island, only 30 kilometers wide east to west, and 130 kilometers from north to south. It attracts over 5 million tourists annually because of its natural beauty and its wonderful climates. So it's really an ideal place to try out this kind of service. It's still early days, as you know, for the electric car market in Japan and globally. And so rental services such as this one really teach us a lot. They're great to get people in the seats of an electric car, to get them starting to use them without the disadvantages of having to buy one. So this started out as a project proposed by researchers at the University of Tokyo to better understand how people use and drive their electric cars, and to better understand the factors that influence their decision when they're about to take one.
And how does it operate, and who's involved in the scheme?
There's a number of companies that are involved in providing this service. On the island, there are three car rental companies that share the 200 electric cars between them. They have their local partners, so this may be hotel chains, resorts, local businesses that have agreed to install the charging stations on their premises, and local authorities, of course, supporting the project by installing public charging stations in, for example, tourist sites. In addition to the rental companies, there's a company called Advanced Energy Company that's involved in providing the charging infrastructure and the customer services for charging specifically. So this company was formed as a joint venture between 26 big companies. Some of them are international, multinational corporations that jointly invested in this project. Advanced Energy Company manages the installation of the chargers as well as the subscription service to the customer and the operations. And they've built 27 of these fast charging stations on the island. The customers book these electric cars through the travel agents. So travel agents are a very important part in the provision of this service. And obviously Nissan, who's the supplier of the electric cars that are in use.
So what are the terms of rental to customers and who rented them?
The customers rent out the electric car for roughly £40 per day, so fairly comparable to others, similar size cars. In addition, they book usually a fee for the charging service. So they pay 2,000 yen upfront, which is equivalent to about £12. And with that, they get unlimited access to all of the fast charging stations in the network on the island. All of their fueling needs for the transportation are covered with those £12. The customers who book it tend to be tourists mainly who come to the island for holidays.
Were the initial propositions of the business plan and its assumptions met when the scheme was introduced?
What the Advanced Energy Company found was that people were recharging a lot more often than they had expected. And this was mainly because the customers were afraid of running out of electricity and so made additional stops or stopped earlier than they would have had to. So the assumption was that people spend on average 3 days on the island when they come visit it. They drive about 250 kilometers. So the business plan had estimated that people would only have to charge once. If they start out with an electric car that's fully recharged at 160 kilometers, they should only have to recharge once, really. But this was not the case and was leading to overuse of the charging network, which was, of course, costly for the operating company.
Yes, because you say in your paper that it failed to meet initial expectations and that there are challenges or hitches if others want to introduce electric vehicle schemes, say, like in London with Boris Johnson or elsewhere. So what are the challenges?
After 2 years of operating the service, the Advanced Energy Company and the rental companies were disappointed with the uptake. So it was only half what they had originally planned for break-even. And the main feedback from the customers was that they were concerned, they were anxious about the charging network. They were worried about running out of fuel. They were worried that they would not be able to find a charging station when they needed one. And this was a major issue.
And you talk about the challenges being tackled by what the Cambridge Service Alliance calls an ecosystem approach. How does this approach work, and what recommendations did you make and why?
Yes, of course. So part of the problem was the lack of information for customers at the onset of when they decide to rent an electric car, if they were concerned about being able to drive, for example, from the south of the island where the airport is to the north of the island where their resort is, and they were wondering how often they would have to charge to do that journey or where they would be able to charge. There was no one really in the ecosystem, in the value chain of the supplying companies, who would be able to answer those questions. So there was really a lack of information sharing across the supply chain and the ecosystem. So the ecosystem approach incites us to take a look at all of the different players, all of the companies that are involved in providing this service and that affect the outcome of the service. So first of all, targeting the travel agencies. The travel agencies bear a risk in recommending the electric car option to their customers, because if the customer is not satisfied, if the customer has issues with this electric car when they use it, then they will not be satisfied with the travel agents in the end. There was also an issue that is solvable with an ecosystem approach, in that the information about the service was really broken down into each of the different components. Each one of the different players was keeping their data on the service proprietary. So, for example, Nissan collects information about the battery that's in the car. They keep that in their global data center and keep it very secret. The travel agents presumably have information about the customers booking the holidays, but the charging company on the island, for example, doesn't have information about, you know, is it a family that's using this car or is it a single urbanite? As it was very difficult to sort of tailor the service and the approach to improve the service for the customers, because upon rental of the electric car, if the customer worries or wonders if they will be able to drive up from the airport, which is in the south of the island, all the way up to the beaches up north in the island, there's no one really in the value chain that is able to answer that question for them. Car rental company on the island doesn't know. They're not aware about the charging stations that are around on the island. And the charging company knows about where their fast charging stations are, but they don't know that the customer has this concern in the first place. So that was the issue.
So a lack of clarity.
Right. And that's where the ecosystem approach is valuable and comes in.
Then if we look to the future, are electric vehicles the transportation of the future? Is there thought leadership in this research? Because you begin your paper by talking about greenhouse gas emissions, cars representing 12% in the EU, 18% in Japan, China's growth in the car market, 43 cars per thousand in 2010, rising to 320 cars per thousand in 2035. There are climate change challenges in the motor vehicle of today, and electric vehicles presumably are the transportation that's cleaner for the future.
Absolutely. So it's very conceivable that this type of rental service with electric cars will be offered by more and more countries, including in the UK, where there's plans to develop the charging network to 70,000 stations by 2020. I think electric vehicles really are great options for the transportation of the future, for environmental reasons, as you mentioned, because of greenhouse gas emissions, but also for economic reasons that make them attractive, because they have so much lower operating costs than gasoline vehicles, because electricity is cheaper as a fuel and it's more efficient. Electric cars are a great option, I was saying, for rental car companies, for taxi fleets, as well as for private users, so for commuters or for people who want to sign up for a car sharing scheme.
Okay, well, Claire, would you recommend that people do electric vehicles in the future? They've really got to study this case study and look to see what went wrong and how you solve those problems, just to introduce more clarity so the customer understands it and understands how often to recharge the vehicles.
Clearly, a major lesson from this case is to provide sufficient information to the customers about the availability of charging, about the range of their vehicle, about their destinations and route planning very early on. So address these fears of running out of charge early on in the business.
Claire Weiler, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance about your research into the electric car rental service in Okinawa in Japan. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.